Hello and welcome to another episode of St. Park's podcast. My name is Wuthando Duane. The work of a ranger in St. Park's is to ensure area integrity, for instance, the desired ecological and security status of a protected area. International Rangers Federation, IRF, commemorates rangers killed or injured in the line of duty and celebrates the work rangers do to protect the world's natural and cultural treasures. World Rangers Day is observed annually on the 31st of July and is promoted by 54 member associations of the International Rangers Federation, by our partner, the Thin Green Line Foundation, as well as individuals who support the work of rangers and the IRF. The first World Ranger Day was observed in 2007 on the 15th anniversary of the founding of the IRF. Let's join my colleague, Pugela Lebea, as he chats to Greg Bond, who is a senior section ranger for Mountain Zebra National Park, as they talk about what it means to be part of St. Park's, the challenge they face as rangers, and what does the World Ranger Day mean to him.
How does your work as a St. Park's ranger entail?
It's multifaceted. We have a number of functions that happen on any given day.
Yes.
And being a fairly small national park with large herbivores and with predators, the management of those animals takes quite a lot of manpower, a lot of hours. We spend a large amount of time monitoring those animals. We also have main responsibilities include our fences, and maintaining our fences, our roads, checking water points and monitoring our water points as well. We also have teams in the field doing alien plant control and erosion control. But what happens on any given day changes, so whatever plans you make, just, you know, generally you end up doing something else just because the work needs it.
Yes. So how did you become a ranger? Are there any specific qualification that one needs to become a ranger?
Yeah, it certainly helps to have a qualification. Okay. It's a combination of learning as well as experience.
Yes.
So most rangers to a National Diploma in Nature Conservation or a BSc.
Nature Conservation.
Yeah. And then you can continue your studies, expand on those studies. But at the end of the day, it comes down to experience, and that you can only get in field.
Okay. So is it possible for one to volunteer as a St. Park's ranger?
Absolutely. We do take volunteers. Obviously, we don't allow volunteers to do everything that we do because of the risks involved, but we welcome volunteers on a regular basis.
Okay. So what is interesting about being a ranger?
Every day. Every day is interesting.
It's interesting.
You never know exactly what you're going to be doing.
Yes.
And a lot of the time it's responding to problems in the field or problems with people, visitors. You know, you go through days where, it's pretty routine.
Yes.
But seldom lasts long. And you're reacting to all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Be it fire or be it problem animals or problem people as well.
Okay. So is it dangerous to be a ranger, and if so, what does it make it to be dangerous?
There's certainly risks involved with being a ranger, and that would probably make it more dangerous than any other, job or many other jobs. But the risks involved are obviously from wildlife itself.
Okay.
The being exposed to the elements for long periods of time. Obviously, in rhino parks as well, there's always the risk of encountering poachers and having to react to poachers. So certainly there are risks, but I wouldn't say the risks are unreasonable.
Okay. So do you receive any training for these dangerous situations? And if so, what does it entail?
Well, field ranger training is essentially paramilitary training.
Okay.
So you are certainly trained to deal with those situations. It requires a large amount of fitness and a strong mindset, because conditions are often unfavorable to you, especially in our areas. It gets really cold in winter and really, really hot in summer. And you need to be able to carry on and have the stamina and the desire just to carry on.
Okay. What does the Wild Ranger Day mean to you as a Sandparks Ranger?
Well, for me, it's acknowledging that the work that rangers are doing in field. And it's more about the field rangers. The guys are on the ground on a daily basis, in many parks fighting a war, essentially.
Yeah.
And in some parks, it's getting on with the job of managing wildlife and wildlife areas. And at the same time, many field rangers and rangers worldwide have been killed in the line of duty. So I think it's an opportunity just to reflect on our colleagues that have fallen.
Okay, so how are you going to be celebrating World Ranger Day this 2017?
Well, I'm going to do the Otter Trail.
Ah, the Otter Trail.
As a celebration.
Garden Route.
Yes.
Garden Route National Park.
Yes. Okay. So that's what I'm going to do for the World Ranger Day.
That's good. Thanks for making time to speak to us.
Pleasure.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.